You're listening to the Evolution 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio, and what's you never showed me what we are doing today.
Well, what do you think? Why do you think our cousin, one of your cousins, is in California right now?
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's it. Quinn's with us on the interweb, all the way from California, and yeah, the theme is American Thanksgiving. So we got a bunch of songs, including, you can introduce some of them. How about that?
Wait, a tab popped up.
Okay.
It says Green Day, Macy's Day Parade, official music. And then what's... Okay, let's... Ready? Yes!
Ready? And then we'll have Quinn join in after this song, or like talk to Quinn a bit.
Okay.
Stand by, Quinn.
All right. I'm having a little bit of trouble hearing you guys, just so you know. Days of Macy's Day Parade. The night of the living dead is on its way. With the credit report for duty call.
Lifetime guarantee, stuffed in a coffin, 10% more free. Red light special at the mausoleum. Give me something that I need. Satisfaction guaranteed to you. What's the consolation? All right, Green Day with Macy's Day Parade. So, Quinn, are you still there? Cool, yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, we can hear you now. So have you ever seen the Macy's Day Parade live and in person?
No, I haven't.
But have you watched it on TV?
Seen it on TV and seen it in lots of movies, but never actually been able to go in person.
For those of us who don't know what a Macy's Day Parade is, can you tell us?
Well, Macy's Day Parade is just a giant parade. They put a lot of money into making these big floats, and you get real fancy.
They
just have this huge parade.
Yeah.
Around Thanksgiving.
I always think of like these floating things, but I think that's mostly out of the movies. I'm not sure if that's actually something that actually still happens.
No, they still have the giant balloons and stuff.
Yeah.
All sorts of crazy things going on. I haven't watched it for the last couple of years, but yeah, never been able to go in person.
Maybe we'll know. Yeah, maybe it would be. Maybe we'll check it out. Tell me, what's it like to be in California right now? What's your normal locale these days?
Normally I'm out of Vermont. So a little warmer here, than I'm used to, but it's not too crazy right now since we're later into fall.
Yeah.
And definitely not as cold as you guys up there are.
Yeah.
It's like a snowstorm right now.
Kinda. Yeah. Quinn could see it. Quinn could see the flakes falling down. This is not totally un-Vermont, though, really. I mean, Vermont...
Yeah, just probably in a couple weeks, it's going to be exactly like that.
Exactly. Get your skis on.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, I think it might be... I believe the technical snafu with this, the way we have it set up, is that you might not be able to hear the music as we play it, which is a bit of a bummer.
I was able to hear the last song.
Oh, good. Okay, good. That's good. That's what I was hoping for. Well, then we'll get back to the next song and maybe we'll chat a little bit more. And then if you want, you can go or you can stick with us.
Yeah, I'll probably hang around.
Okay, cool. All right, Abby, what's our next track?
Matthew West, Gobble Gobble. Christmas, the reindeer, the lights, and the gifts. We sing chestnuts are roasting and marshmallows toasting. And here comes old jolly Saint Nick. Now don't get me wrong, I sure love all those songs, but one holiday gets left out. You see, no one remembers a song for November, but that's gonna change starting now. One, two, three, four. Gobble, gobble, one. Gobble, gobble, two. Gobble, gobble, me. Gobble, gobble, you. Listen to me now. Gobble. Dozen dinner rolls, stretchy pants on, that's how I roll. No judgment here, no judgment here. Grandpa's passed out passing gas, but we got pumpkin candles burning just for that. Someone brought up politics, now everybody's mad, but you can't be mad when the whole world's singing. Gobble, gobble one, gobble, gobble two, come on. Gobble, gobble me, gobble, gobble you. Everybody now, gobble.
All right. All right, and we're back. Got a question for Quinn?
What?
You have a question for Quinn?
You didn't never told me what it was.
I did. I thought I did.
I don't remember everything that you tell me.
You don't?
If you don't have a question for me, I got a question for you.
Sweet.
So, I know what we have for our American Thanksgiving. What do y'all do up there?
Well, we had it ages ago.
Yeah.
You tell him. You tell her.
We go up to Grandma's usually.
Do we?
No.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
We do.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait.
Let's focus.
Okay. Now.
And?
We usually have a bunch of turkey and cranberry sauce and cranberry jelly and. Yeah, just a ton of food.
Right. And what's your favorite part?
The food.
What part of the food is your favorite?
Turkey.
Turkey? Okay.
I'm a turkey fan, but I think my favorite part is what you can do with the turkey after Thanksgiving. Whether it's a turkey bake, turkey tacos, turkey sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
Because turkey on its own is good, but in other things, just like, you can freeze it, leave it for later, have it on a later date.
Like, after, didn't you bring a bit of turkey home and make it into sandwiches?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Quinn, your grandma makes some sort of turkey bake with the stuffing and everything, right? Mm-hmm. Is that something that you look forward to?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
After Thanksgiving, we just take whatever's left of the turkey, whatever's left of the stuffing, some of the other stuff, throw it all together, practically in like a big, like, casserole dish.
Yeah.
But then you can freeze that for when you're either feeling lazy or it's cold and you don't want to go out.
Yeah.
Then you can just heat that back up in the oven, have that. It's delicious.
Yeah. I think the point is, like, the cook has just slaved for, like, 2 days straight and now gets like a day or two of reprieve by eating leftovers like turkey bacon sandwiches and so on. Yeah. Well, I think Thanksgiving is a big deal here, but it's a much bigger deal in the States, I believe.
That's for sure.
Wait, what are they doing over at the Chamber of Commerce? They're
painting.
Ah.
So much going on around here. Well, do you want to do another one, Ev?
Sure. The Shin's Young Pilgrim.
Because you can't have Thanksgiving, because the very first Thanksgiving was by the Pilgrims who were... Actually, tell us, what is the history of Thanksgiving in the U.S.?
Well, I think the mythology around it is that it was started by the Pilgrims, I mean, Thanksgiving is a harvest festival. Harvest festivals are pretty universal. If you go different places in the globe, the time of year where they're harvesting their crops, and they're just done with all of that, then they tend to have like a big feast or a big dinner. But I'm not super familiar with the actual history of Thanksgiving in the U.S., but that's my understanding of it.
And it looks like claymation video.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's celebrate some pilgrims then, shall we? This is the Shins.
Slow train to the coast, some brand new glory out from way on high. I sink and then I swim all night. I watch the ice melt on the glass while the eloquent young pilgrims pass and leave behind their trail, imploring us all not to fail. Of course I was raised to gather courage from those lofty tales so tried and true. But if you're able, I'd suggest it, cause this modern thought can get the best of you. This rather simple epitaph can save your hide your fallen mind. Fate isn't what we're up against. There's no design, no flaws to find. There's no design, no flaws to find. But I learned fast how to keep my head up, cause I know I got this side of me that wants to grab the yoke from the pilot and just fly the whole mess into the sea.
What kind of music are you into these days?
Well, right now I'm listening to kind of a bunch of everything. My music taste has always been a little bit scattered. Got an interest in punk rock from a pretty young age from my dad. It's just part of how we connected, listening to punk rock in the kitchen. So that has a pretty like special place in my heart. Actually wearing a t-shirt from a punk show that I went to with my dad not too long ago. Supreme Commanders, they're a DC punk. But yeah.
Cool. What kind of music are you listening to these days, Evren? Other than what we're listening to right now.
I don't know.
Well, let's think about what is, well, Chaos. You listen to a little Chaos. You like the song, what? Waving Flag?
Oh, yeah.
You like, we've been listening to a little LCD Sound System, but that's kind of Mama, really. Miriam's influence.
Yeah, that's not me.
But Gorillaz.
Oh, yeah, and whatever that song was called. You know, you know the one that we just, that Mama got on her playlist for me?
Was it the one from Lego Ninjago?
No, not, I mean, it had, they put it on a Lego Ninjago, the track of music on one.
Right.
But, like, what was that one called?
I can't remember. I don't recall. I'm sorry. But it is, there's a couple bands that play, make a lot of music that's been featured on Lego Ninjago.
Oh, yeah, it's called Centuries.
There you go. Nicely done.
Oh.
Okay, well, another song, perhaps. Let's go into some little Canadian. This is a Canadian who's living in L.A. now, but is kind of well-known. It's a little track called Cooking Up Something Good, which I believe is going to happen for you, Quinn, tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, cooking's already started.
I believe it. Give you an example. What's on feature tonight?
Well, last time I checked, stuffing was in the making. Definitely one of my grandfather's favorites to just chow on in the process.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're going to make them some stuffing, get some of the other stuff started.
Sweet.
I'm not in charge of cooking this year, thankfully. It might not turn out too well.
Oh, I believe it would. But cool. I think you're going to have probably an amazing feast starting today. Sweet. Okay, well, let's listen to Mark DeMarco talk about cooking up something good.
This is Peter, Pierce, and Joe is in the back. We're going to play a couple rock and roll songs for you in the afternoon. Here in Austin, Texas, baby. First song of the afternoon is called Cooking Up Something Good. It's about methamphetamines.
cooking up something good while daddy's on the sofa, pride of the neighborhood. Brothers in the ballet, it seems he's got it set, and I'll be up at midnight with my cigarette. Something fun while Rick's out on the pavement flipping it for dimes. It's anything Rick do, I haven't seen it yet, and I'm still up past midnight.
Guys, a little tired, but let's rock and roll.
Hey, Mac, you're really tired? You should try an arrow shot. Oh! Yum, yum. That's what I like.
I wouldn't recommend it.
All right, having troubles with those headphones. All right, we're back. Mac DeMarco. Originally out of Vancouver, now in L.A. Are you familiar with Mac DeMarco at all, Quinn?
I've heard some of his stuff before.
Sweet.
Definitely has, I think, a decent following in Vermont.
Yeah, actually, that would make sense. Yeah, he's kind of anywhere where there's sort of this undercurrent stuff, you know, where at least people feel like it's an undercurrent. So, yeah, Mac DeMarco. Yeah, maybe Fish when they were not super well known, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go into. We're running out of time, but we're gonna let's see. Maybe do one or two more. Evan, do you want to do like a funny song? It's kind of funny. It's a couple times a little bit inappropriate for younger people, but still kind of funny.
Which one? It's
Adam Sandler. He's on. He'll be featured on Saturday Night Live, singing a Thanksgiving song.
Okay.
You want to go for it?
Fine.
Yeah?
Not really.
Not really. Okay. How about Perry Griffin?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there's no video to this one, but it's a tell Quinn about who Perry Griffin is.
Artist that does very silly songs.
Super silly. And these I got at least two tracks for Perry Griffin that you haven't even heard. This is going to be something brand new for you. Ready for it?
Yeah.
You can tell. Tell me what it's called.
Mr. Bugs Thanksgiving.
Sounds about right. Living in the cranberry sauce, oh boy. Sailing on the gravy, biscuits ahoy. Dancing on the stuffing, oh what a joy. It's Mr. Bugs Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
I just slammed my sprained thumb between
the chair and the table. Tell Quinn about your sprained thumb.
What do you mean? Oh, I was going down the slide yesterday, and there's a piece of, like, a bolt screwing it in, and it caught my thumb and bent it backwards.
Ooh, that looks, that sounds gnarly. You okay?
Yeah.
I think you'll survive.
Might have to amputate.
Might have to. Let's do one more, Ev, and then we'll say goodbye to everybody. Do you want to say goodbye to everybody now? Yeah, let's do that. Let's say goodbye to everybody now, and we'll just play one song to play out.
Bye, everybody. And the sponsor I'd like to thank is Smithers Brewing.
Say goodbye to Quinn.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah. Bye. Been a pleasure. Thanks so much, Quinn.
Have a good one.
Ciao. All right, this is You're a Turkey.
You're a turkey, and I'm in love with you. Gobble, gobble, that's the thing that you do. You're a turkey, you can't even fly. You're a turkey, why would you even try?